What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, August 13th, 2018, getting through the month of August, getting down, coming up on my 66th birthday, and that's kind of a little depressing myself. Of course, the alternative is even more depressing. I may even take a few days off around my birthday because I need a rest from all of this insanity here. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in the control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions here. And I noticed the corporate media is still going on about this young lady, Molly Tibbetts, and it's obviously a shame, whatever it is that's happened to her. I mean, unless she just decided to run away, you know, go off with some guy or something like that. But this long after her disappearance, I'm not hopeful that she's going to be found in a good condition. But as tragic as it is, the amount of time they're spending on this story, it's part of the conditization effort. They're using the story so they don't have to report on other things like what's going on in Yemen, what's really going on with the economy, and so forth and so on. It's being used as a distraction. And again, I don't mean to trivialize what has happened to this young lady or to diminish the pain and anguish her family must be going through right now. But this sort of corporate media behavior, we've seen it before many, many times here. So let's get into the talking points right now, starting with the war zones here. Over in Syria, the Tiger forces are deploying in northern Latakia, and they've achieved a series of local successes in their framework of their operation against ISIS cells in the province of Al-Sawaida. And the Syrian Arab Army, the National Defense Forces, the Syrian Social Nationalist Party restored control of the administrative border over the province after they cleared about 400 square kilometers in the eastern part and besieged the remaining ISIS members in the area of Safa. And today they've launched a final push to purge the ISIS terrorists in this area. So, again, this is all but over. This is the mop-up. This is the cleanup operation. Apparently, on August 10th and August 11th, end of last week, at least three convoys of the Tiger forces were en route to northern Hama. They included battle tanks, OTR-21, Toka, tactical ballistic missile launchers, UR-77 mine-clearing vehicles, BM-21 Grad multiple rocket launchers, vehicles armed with machine guns, a large number of artillery pieces and other equipment. So it's going to be a bad night for those ISIS fighters. So let's all feel bad for ISIS. They're in for a rough time here. So let's see. Now, Brigadier General Lance R. Bunch, who's the top U.S. air commander in Afghanistan, is saying that the Islamic State in Afghanistan is harboring intentions to attack the West. And they're trying to establish their own caliphate in the eastern Afghan province of Nangarhar along the Pakistan border, considered the group's primary stronghold in the region. Well, there's a reason for that. The eastern part of Afghanistan is very mountainous, and they've got the home court advantage. It's very hard to get in there with mechanized gear. And I'm sure that General Bunch is trying to fight the war from the air, but as we learned in Vietnam, you cannot win a war from the air. You have to have the boots on the ground. What I see this is the U.S. is pretty much lost in Syria, and they are certainly not winning in Afghanistan. And they're afraid of having a second didn't quite get there in their war agenda, because Syria has proven the United States is not invincible, that they are, in fact, a paper tiger. And it's already having geopolitical repercussions. And so the U.S. is looking to go back into Afghanistan to prove how butch they are, and they need an excuse. So Islamic State is harboring intentions to attack the West, just like Assad had sarin gas and Saddam had nuclear weapons. And we know that this is nonsense because the West was financing and supporting ISIS. That's already come on out many, many times from many different sources. So this is a piece of propaganda designed to sell the American people on the need to go back into Afghanistan yet again, just like we've had to go back into Iraq again and again and again. Now, looking at that little tiff that's going on between Canada and Saudi Arabia, last week I was saying Saudi Arabia appeared to be overreacting, and it was kind of hard to understand why. But apparently analysts are saying what's going on is that Saudi Arabia is using Canada to send a message to the entire world. They're making an example of Canada. And according to Nader Hashimi, director of the University of Denver Center for Middle East Studies, what's going on here is Saudi Arabia is sending the message, if you want to do business with us, you don't talk about our human rights record. We're willing to do business with anybody, but there are lines that you do not cross. That's apparently coming down right from Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman himself. But other analysts are saying this could actually backfire because the rather abrupt termination of business with Canada over what seems to be a rather minor issue to the rest of the world could actually discourage other nations from wanting to do business inside Saudi Arabia or with Saudi Arabia, and it could actually backfire on them. And it's going to make investors very, very nervous that all of a sudden they could lose their investment for no real reason at all. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Over in Iran, as you know, there is Trump has been dropping hints that he wants to talk to Iran's government. And Iran's government is coming on back and saying, no, not until the sanctions are lifted and we go back to the nuclear deal. And Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, is saying Iran will not sit down to the negotiating table with Washington and declared a ban on any talks with the United States. And I love that metaphor they used last week. You know, you don't stab somebody in the back and then say that you want to have talks with them without pulling that knife back out first. And that really gets to the heart of the matter. So they're accusing the U.S. of basically not operating in good faith. In the matter of negotiations, they say the U.S. is playing a poor game. One of them says negotiations with preconditions. The other one says negotiations without preconditions. And again, this sends a message to the rest of the world. Nobody's sure who's really in charge. Because it's like that situation with Russia, where Trump sends Rand Paul to hand deliver a message to Putin saying, we want to ratchet down the tensions and go back to working toward a good relationship. At the same time, the State Department throws sanctions onto Russia over the Skripal poisoning, for which there is absolutely zero evidence that Russia had anything to do with it. And that also sends that same message. Who's really running the show here? And a lot of people can be forgiven for thinking that President Trump has lost control of his own administration. Now, former president of Georgia and current governor of Odessa, Saakashvili, is saying that Poroshenko, when he leaves the presidency of Ukraine, he is likely to face criminal prosecution by his own patron state, the United States of America. And he was giving an interview with the Ukrainian site Strana. Saakashvili was saying that as soon as he ceases to be president, not a single country will take him in for a moment. In America, they will plant him in prison like Lazarenko because the FBI has a dossier on him. And as the U.S. has proved with people like, well, Saddam Hussein, being an ally one day doesn't mean you're not going to be an enemy the next. Let's take a phone call from Layla in Canada. Aloha, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Obviously, Khamenei is absolutely right. Would anybody sit down to any negotiations when they're already being punished for something by the party with whom they're supposed to be negotiating with as an equal? Trump is either a complete idiot, has betrayed the public, or is just a puppet that's owned and operated by the globalists, whoever they are. I just think this whole thing is absurd, and I think we have to prepare ourselves for the inevitable. We are headed for a war. The question is, how far will it reach to North America? I'd like to hear your reaction to that observation.
Well, you're absolutely right on that. I mean, whoever is behind this negotiations with preconditions, they're trying the bully approach. We're going to negotiate from a position of absolute power where you will have no choice but to give us what we want. And then afterwards, maybe we'll do something nice for you. But having unilaterally pulled out of the nuclear deal, the United States is basically seen as untrustworthy. And again, these mixed signals that countries like Iran and Russia are getting are sending out the message that the U.S. government is actually in a bit of chaos. And it's not really clear who's really calling the shots, especially in our foreign policy. Trump is trying to do one thing. He's being sandbagged by his own State Department. And that sets up a situation where people in other countries don't know who they should be listening to.
Well, I'll hazard a guess, and I'd say that the U.S. is not setting U.S. foreign policy, that we, the U.S. and Canada have been occupied from within for decades, if not from their inception. If one talks about mental illness on the individual scale, what do you call it when it's an entire government that is in mental chaos, if it cannot show that it is capable of putting one foot in front of the other and walking in one path consistently? And that path involves a degree of honesty and speaking what is actually truthful. They're just setting up Iran, and Iran is way too wise to fall into this trap. And because Iran will not yield, Russia is wavering. Turkey will not stand by silently. Bashar al-Assad has people already ready. Jordan's King Hussein is a traitor, just like his grandfather. So that person is utterly untrustworthy, except he's got a huge Palestinian population, and possibly many of the Bedouins are going to resent the betrayal. It's also unpredictable. Everything's up in the air. And this fool, Trump, who really is more than a disappointment, I don't know, I'm beginning to wonder if we have to get rid of him first. I mean, I was looking at a video yesterday of Huey Long, and it's been as far back. I'm sure you're aware of the Long brothers.
Yes.
Huey Long was a brilliant man, apparently, and he was talking as far back as when he was in power that it's okay for some people to be rich, but rich only to a certain extent, as long as every man has a house to live in and a pot to put his chicken in. Now, today, pardon my crudity, but if someone doesn't have a pot within which to empty their bladder, how are they going to have a pot to put their chicken? People have been so utterly beaten down, and we're so busy, so confused, and they've introduced an element of greater confusion by bringing in so-called enemies so that we don't know anymore which way we're going. The men that were men, oh, by the way, on that issue of why men are less masculine and the drop in testosterone, I wonder if the birth control pill had a lot to do with that. A lot of women were on the birth control pill for years, and many of them even got pregnant while they were on the birth control pill. That must have had some effect. I know before my husband and I planned a pregnancy, I did not take the birth control pill for 6 months and started only eating carefully organic food and avoiding public water. And I have to say, I have a very masculine son, but who also minds his own business. doesn't get into fights. But we don't have a strong force to counter whatever is going to be coming our way. And the longer we wait, the worse it's going to get. I think the inevitable, the writing is on the wall, if I may use an old cliche. It's time to be prepared. And now how that is, I don't know, because we've been broken down into so many antagonistic parts that it's hard for us to reach any form of cohesion. And who do we turn to? Can we trust the U.S. Army to act in our interests? Can Canada, who has always relied on and been a parasite on the U.S., despite the fact that they won't acknowledge it, and they presume to be equals with the U.S., the world, basically, the free world has relied upon the U.S. Do we now turn to Vladimir Putin? Where do we go? Do we turn to China? I don't think so. I think China's the one who scraped up the bodies that they crushed in Tiananmen Square. I'm not ready to trust this regime anymore. So where do we go? What do we do? Do we just sit by and wait for the brick wall to fall on us?
Well, again, I do not advocate any kind of violence or revolution. I don't think the American people are ready for that. I know that there are people who are trying to start violence in the street, but I think it's for all the wrong motives, like Black Lives Matter and Antifa and everything. But again, my best analysis is that the U.S. government is heading for a Soviet Union-style collapse. And that's really what we have to be preparing for right now, not just to get through the period of hardship following the collapse, but also to make sure that we, the people, are the ones who design the next government, the next country that sits on these lands.
May I disagree with you on that point? First of all, I'm not exactly sure what happened post-Soviet collapse. I think it did not affect us so much so that, and I may well have been too busy traveling or involved in parties and revelry. I don't really know what happened when the Soviet Union collapsed, but I do know what happened prior to the Second World War in Austria. And I think yes. I sent you some material. You probably have not had time to look at it. All the journalists in Austria at that time were working for the Soviet, not all, those that we know of. I was reading the article of a Soviet Union spy who talked about, he didn't acknowledge being a Soviet Union spy, but when I read him, his writing saying he helped Kim Philby and Kim Philby's new Jewish communist wife escape, I knew what was going on. And I do remember that when I was being recruited to be a counter spy against the PFLP, the Mossad, when I said, no, I don't want to get involved. I want to be a journalist. I'm here only to learn the geopolitics. And they said, hey, you want to be a journalist? That can be arranged. So clearly, those are the people, as we all now realize belatedly, that we cannot trust because they've led us down the garden path.
Well, you know about Operation Mockingbird, right?
I know the name, but I don't know the details.
Operation Mockingbird is a program that was started by the CIA right at the end of World War II. They basically studied how the Nazis controlled the media. They had total control over the media, and they set up basically the same system. And the goal of Mockingbird was, and remains to this very day, is that all the top management of all the media are CIA assets, so that they can basically control what gets published or broadcast and what gets buried. And one of the reasons they don't like the independent media is they don't have that kind of control over the independent media.
You know, when I worked in the U.S. and I worked in many cities, I had the privilege as a Canadian citizen to have worked in many cities in the U.S. We were wonderful in every town, every newsroom I ever worked in. We were wonderful when it came to dealing with local issues and local news. The only time that there was horrendous repression when there was a guy who was trying to incite people not to pay their taxes, their federal taxes. That guy was, this was in Grand Rapids. I'll never forget what happened to him.
Layla, stay on the phone. I'm going to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to bring you back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Layla in Canada. And Layla, can you just sort of pick up where you left off? I mean, we were talking about the media. We're talking about government control of the media, which is pretty much an open secret now. We're talking about Operation Mockingbird. And along with Mockingbird, other intelligence agencies get involved in controlling the media as well, such as the FBI.
Yes, yes. They're, unfortunately, all of the institutions in what we used to believe was the free world have been infiltrated and polluted. And the problem is we don't know how deeply the decay goes. And again, the other thing is we've all fallen into the net, into the, we've taken the bait, and too many people have become part of Facebook and Twitter. And basically, we've become twits. And of course, the food that we eat, the chemicals around us have had dire implications. Vaccines, all of those have had dire implications on our mental functioning. Clarity is a very difficult thing for many people to maintain, and I see that all the time when I speak with people who are not selective about what they eat or what they take from the medical industry. And it, talk about the industrial complex. The medical industrial complex is far more dangerous to us today than the military industrial complex, because they've got everything pretty well organized with regard to how they have approached it. We're almost at the point of no retreat, really, of no salvation. There is one thing I do want to say. Forgive me for saying this. I want to take a position of disagreement with you when you said last week that Ivanka Trump is beautiful. Have you looked at any pictures? Have you been able to find any pictures of her as a girl? I've only seen one. She was actually a very plain-looking girl. She is a Barbie doll because she is highly plasticized. And the same with Melania.
This is getting a little personal.
I'm sorry. I know, but the problem is the ideology of sending out beautiful people I agree, it sounds personal, and it would be personal if it was just an ordinary person. But if she's campaigning for Donald Trump, who is himself a failure. Now, I admire Melania because she stayed out of the picture. I suspect she resents it. But it was Ivanka Trump who was in Jerusalem, dedicating Jerusalem to Israel. And in that sense, she is no longer personal. She is no longer a private person. If somebody is campaigning, they're fair game.
They're fair game for comments about their actions and their politics, but I don't believe in getting personal, even with public figures. And I decry this cultural attitude right now of just, hurling insults instead of rational arguments.
I'm not insulting her.
I was making a general observation.
Oh, I agree with you. Now, had she been a private person, I would be way out of line. But if she's going to be campaigning, then it's another issue altogether. If she were not, we talk about Hillary Clinton, we talk about Maxine Waters and the ages of how they might be senile. We talk about all of those other people. Just because, somebody is successful. It's easy to be successful when you start out rich. And it's also easy to exploit your position. First of all, she was not elected. She should not even be in the White House. And I think that is a fair comment. But if she's going to be out there campaigning for her father because her father is such a liability, then we have to look at who it is that is sending out the message. And that's what I'm talking about. So this adoration of someone who is beautiful because of their appearance and therefore is going to be perceived with a great deal less critical thinking, this is the problem. She's very charming. These people are all extremely well-rehearsed, very well-trained. I, who have worked in the industry, I never had the luxury of thousands of dollars of consultants per hour training me, but many people have within the industry, and this is the case. And appearances are crucial when it's a mask. If you're wearing a mask that was created by cosmetic surgery and you are speaking rehearsed monologues, then that is fair game because it's going to influence a lot of people. And someone who it's like a cute little kitten. That may actually be a lion in disguise. I mean, we just don't know.
We don't know. The point I'm making is, we talk about what she's saying, the ideas behind it and the policies behind it. That's fine. It's when we start making basically personal attacks, attacking her for her appearance, making comments about plastic surgery. To me, that crosses a bit of a line. And I realize I'm probably one of the I'm almost alone in that in our current culture because we're seeing among all of our politicians and our media, especially out in the Twitterverse, they're just screaming insults at each other. Anyway, Layla, got to take another commercial break. Have to let you go here. Got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right back to the phones. Steve Elkins, aloha. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd say that you're not alone, Michael. I don't like the personal attacks on the person themselves as far as their looks go. I care less about that. Focus more on their policies, their failure of policies, or the corruption that surrounds them, like Hillary and Maxine Waters. But I'm with you on that. I don't like the personal attacks on how they look and how they, you know, That's trivial in my book as far as I'm concerned. But I wanted to make a comment on Layla's observation on the lack of masculinity in our young men. And then I noticed that about a year ago, going back to Indiana, and my wife and I watching a couple stores, retail stores, and we noticed the young men there, they were working display cases and stuff, and they were overtly feminine, very, very feminine, obviously very gay. I mean, the mannerisms were all there. They're characteristics, their hips or their hands or legs, everything about them was more female than male. And we walked out of there, both of us are in the medical field, so we walked out thinking, what is happening here that we're seeing more young males looking more femaleish than they are male, masculine? And we started to kick it around a little bit, and I know a couple scientists, and I threw a couple things at them. I said, is it possible, this is just a theory, I have nothing to back it up, just a theory, that possibly some of these vaccines may be given at the time they're going through puberty may be tweaking the estrogen and suppressing the testosterone, and we're seeing more males that with, you know, with less testosterone and more female characteristics because they have more estrogen, basically enhanced. I don't know. It's something definitely to investigate. I am very suspicious. It's just, it's come on, and we've added more vaccines. We are seeing the autism and the correlation there with the young children and the vaccines. But now I got to start to wonder if we're doing something also, some harm, genetic harm, on the DNA as far as the hormones of estrogen and testosterone. I wonder if we're doing something there with that, with the increasing all the number of vaccines. We keep adding more and more. There's a possibility.
Well, there's another possibility as well. It's known that a lot of chemicals that are in common usage as food additives or personal cosmetics or products are endocrine disruptors, and they could also be feminizing men.
Yeah, it's. I mean, my days, you and I are about close to the same age, but you saw once in a while a teenager your age that showed some fair female characteristics, and you thought, well, he probably is, and nobody bothered him. They stayed to themselves. But now you walk around and you see so many teenagers, so many young men that are overtly feminized and mannerisms, and they don't try to hide anything. It's just, I mean, even out in California before I left, the high school there nearest had a gay club, and I think that's starting to be something that's popping up around the country. They're saying, hey, it's kind of a, we have more of them, so let's let them have clubs. It's kind of odd, but that's when I left California.
Well, when I was in college, they had a gay students union there, and we're talking back in the 70s. Part of it may actually be social pressure. In this gender bender age here, boys are actually being actively encouraged to move away from that masculine model. Maleness is being looked down on. And so they may be basically going for a gender-neutral look, not because they're actually that way, but just because that's the new social expectation.
Yeah. Well, I agree. The advertising, the dressing, the colors, the clothing, definitely a push in that direction of being more feminized. But I just off the subject real quick here. We have a new school opening out here in the Orlando area. It's the Sally Ride Elementary School. Of course, Sally Ride being an astronaut, and her great contributions of being an astronaut in the space program. It was interesting because before I started reading the article itself talking about the new school that just opened up, I said to myself, I wonder if they're going to mention a certain part of her background, her history, her sexual background. And I was right. Before the article ended, it had to throw in there, of course, with pressure from the LGBTQ plus, whatever, transgenderism, had to mention that she had a partner who agreed and was very pleased with the new school opening up, her partner of 27 years. I knew they were going to have to throw that in because they just flat out are advertising this agenda of, homosexuality. They're just pushing it very, very hard. In TV, media, everything they can, they seem to take that opportunity to push that agenda.
Yeah, they do. And on the other hand, I can understand where the thinking behind that is that the LGBT community needs their own heroes. And sometimes that can backfire because there was this group a while back that was outing Hollywood stars who were gay. Under the excuse, we have to have our heroes and celebrities too. But it did destroy a lot of careers. Tom Selleck was a good example. And what they did to him was absolutely unforgivable. They did it without his permission. He had this great career. He did Magnum PI here in Hawaii. He did Quigley Down Under, which is still one of my favorite movies. And that was basically it. All of a sudden, he lost his bankability. And I understand wanting to have your heroes, but destroying somebody's life, destroying your hero's life in the process, seems to be counterproductive.
Yeah, I agree. That's it for me, Mike. Appreciate it. Great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over here to Kevin in West Virginia. Kevin, thank you for waiting, and what is on your mind today?
Hey, Mr. Mike. I've been a lot of thinking into this and a lot of thinking with the censorship. They wouldn't be censoring the crap out of everybody if they weren't getting ready to do something. And I don't know if that something is a false flag event on the media, possibly even on the detention centers down around the border that has the kids and everything in there, possibly even school shootings. And I'm trying to tie this all into last week's article with the terror training camp. I think that was in New Mexico. The guy that took up with or has somehow tied into the 93 Oklahoma City bombing. I think
yes.
They're gearing up.
I think it was tied into 9/11.
Oh, okay. But I just still think they're gearing up for whenever event to happen to silence us so we can't ask the questions that need to be asked.
Well, I think a big part of why independent media is being silenced right now is ahead of the midterm elections, because the Democrats are very much aware. They had the corporate media in their pocket in 2016, and they still couldn't control the narrative. And I think that's a big reason about what's going on. But like I said, there's a lot of different groups, a lot of different agendas who want the independent media silenced. There's the vaccine manufacturers. There's the GMO people. There's the war machine and all of them working. They all want the independent media to go away so they can go back to basically spoon feeding the American people whatever propaganda suits their agenda on any particular day.
I agree with you. I totally agree that, you know, the midterm elections is a huge part of this. I just still think they're gearing up. I just feel it. I just feel there's an event coming down the horizon, and it's going to be bloody. And I also think during this event, they're going to try to do a violent overthrow of Trump. I think it's all
could very well be. It could very well be. They could even be thinking about assassinating him because they haven't been able to get him out with the Mueller investigation. And if the Democrats do not take control of the House of Representatives in November, then impeachment will be off the table. I'm sure they have to realize that if Trump is assassinated, the independent media is going to be all over that story, looking for every possible flaw in the official version of that event.
That's why we got to be censored.
Yep.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Well,
that's all I have.
I don't think we've got to be censored. They certainly do.
No. No, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's why they want us censored, so we don't jump all over it. And the other thing, the West Virginia six Supreme Court justices, or whatever they are, were they impeached today? Were there trials today?
I don't know if it's actually started yet, but apparently it is moving forward.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything more about that. I still think there's some underlying crimes that's not being put out in the media, and I think it's pedophilia crimes. I think that's being covered up here in West Virginia. I'm not saying that's what's going on, but I do suspect that's what's going on. But that's all I have.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call here. And as far as the state Supreme Court judges in West Virginia, what I've read so far basically saying that there was this very casual climate of corruption that's just permeated the entire system. One of the judges already stepped down from the bench, and the rest are about to be impeached. And apparently it was just a major, major problem, and they couldn't ignore it any longer. So we'll see what happens over there. But it's another reminder that when a government starts to go bad, it goes all the way bad. And that's exactly what's happened here. All right, let's take another phone call from John in Texas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I would like to talk about the last caller about him thinking about there's going to be an event, to your other last caller about the whole gender bending thing. And then it ties in first with the gender bender, then with the censorship of the media. Have you heard of the 1840s book by Whitman? Walt Whitman, Leaves of Grass? Have you heard of that book?
Came out in 1940.
And he was Okay, it came out in 1840, and he was talking about these topics of slavery and interracial, also gay and everything. He was talking, it was a big book, well, not a big book, but it produced a lot of thinking, and a lot of people were mad. They wanted to censor from both sides, North and South.
Yes.
And it was the prequel to what happened later, the Civil War, which cost over 1 million American lives. And you could tie that in with today, with why they want to censor the media and why the war is strictly on the SAWs. The SAWs, the social justice warriors, completely do not like what they see in Palestine. They don't necessarily care about, you know, the whole land thing. They just don't like seeing little kids being shot from 700 yards away. You see what I'm saying? You can't.
Yes.
There's no way you could justify that. There's no way you could spin it and say that that was good. And any moral person who looks at that would be like, that is very bad. You know, you have to use real guns because the bullets of your rubber guns wouldn't even reach, and some of your regular guns. That's why you see this push, because remember, Trump said America will fight for Israel, not 100%, but 1,000%. And this is specifically why, because our left in America, remember, America is the only country that has this. Every other, look at Saudi Arabia, China, Russia, Iran, we're the only ones who are able to speak our minds. And not unless you're in a high place, but if you're an average citizen, you can say whatever you want out in the streets, and no police is going to come behind you and shoot you in the back of the head for speaking your opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, we're starting to lose that as well, because, you know, Israel is pushing, for an Israel exception to the First Amendment. They're trying to get, for example, questioning the Holocaust criminalized in this country.
Yeah.
So we're starting to get into the situation where, no, in point of fact, you can't stand on a street corner and say anything that you want to say without, you know, repercussion. Because if you get on a street corner and say, I'm not sure I trust the official story of the Holocaust, they're working to get you arrested for that. We're sliding into tyranny. There's no question about that.
Exactly. That's why the right and left got to unite under a key goal. Because remember, the religious right love Israel. In the same breath, they say the Lord Jesus, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, Israel has free health care for its people. The settlement's homes are free for any Jew who wants to go live there. All bills paid. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, they turn around and tell Americans, you can't have the stuff paid for by your own tax money, because that needs to go over there and pay for Iron Dome, pay for a wall, pay for more households. Not only, they also get an AR-15. Each settler, male settler, gets an AR-15 for free because it's considered a dangerous settlement. So you see this bizarro bill of just why they want to censor the media and why they hate people who talk about, maybe we should spend money on the American people, because our infrastructure, because that's another thing about America. We're the only country where even in the smallest village in America, you have running water, electricity, and you can get all the entertainment you want. You know what I mean? If you have the money. In other countries, like in Mexico, there's little villages that don't have running water. There's little places that don't have electricity. That's why the cartels run that place. That's why it's so easy for the cartels to run that place. Because we're the only country that is able to have this. I mean, I was reading somewhere, if China wanted to get to the capacity where we are, where every China person has copper pipes and electric wiring, it would make all the copper in the world extinct. There wouldn't be enough copper in the world for that to happen.
Well, we're already there, and a lot of homes in the United States don't have copper plumbing anymore. They're switching to various plastics, which, of course, don't last as long, and there's leachate problems. I remember when I was a kid, you'd go into a hardware store and you'd see racks and racks of copper piping. You go into a hardware store today, and some of it is steel, But most of it is some variation on plastic.
It's because all that's being sucked over there. Watch Israel in the next 10 years be what the United States used to be and try to say, we're the land of freedom and opportunity. Come here. That's why you see them backing the white supremacist movement. At the same time, they're backing the migrant crisis. Because like in 1940s, Germany, if you understand that the Jews were immigrants from Russia, they used the SS to scare the living daylight of the educated ones to all move. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to use them to
all right,
scare
well,
the
listen,
daylight.
John, got to let you go. Yeah. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Boy, we got a lot of people waiting on the phones. So let's start with Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hello. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Fine.
I hate when people do that. I shouldn't ask that. I always try not to. I hate when people do that. It seems like your couple previous callers already stole my thunder. apparently everybody's been listening to other call-in shows too, and we have this, you know, the field is rife with speculation of what the event is going to be coming with all this deplatforming of people. And they already hit the nail on the head with what I was going to say. I think if you look at the time frame, if they can get a lot of this deplatforming done and silencing of people, then they can steal the November election with vote fraud. And, you know, there won't be as many people available to squawk about the injustices and the methods used and stuff like that, whether it's electronic voting machines or flooding the rolls with dead people and immigrants or whatever. So if they steal the November elections, you know, then they can whip up a bunch of hype and maybe try to foment their own impeachment movement or something like that. So it just, I'm guessing that it's not, you know, like that they're going to stage some kind of 9/11 or something, but it seems to me like if you're silencing the voice, it would be silencing the voices of those who would object to what goes on in the elections in November.
Yeah, I think that's really the primary reason why it's happening right now. And I don't know that it signals any other event. I know a lot of people are concerned that that might be the case. But I really do think this is about silencing all conservative points of view heading into the November elections. And, you know, it's politicking, it's electioneering by corporations. And I think somebody needs to look at, you know, a potential lawsuit here. Corporations shouldn't be filtering what they carry based on politics. And of course, what I think websites like Alex Jones, InfoWars need to do is just have a banner on their page telling people to basically go ahead and post these articles on Facebook and Twitter and wherever themselves, rather than InfoWars doing it. Because what's Facebook going to do? Shut down all of the InfoWars readers? That's a violation of free speech. That's a class action lawsuit.
Right. And thus far, the ISPs have not jumped onto this train. Now, if they did, now you're talking about the need to nationalize the ISPs and make them into public utilities. It's a little hard. It's going to be a little harder to make a service, you know, a service provider, an app provider like Facebook or Twitter or something. But, I mean, certainly the ISPs involve all the public telecommunications infrastructure. And if they tried to do this, then it would seem like, you know, there should be an outcry to nationalize them as public utilities.
I agree. And I'm already hearing people saying that, first of all, Facebook and YouTube and Google represent a trust, and they ought to be broken up. Or turned into a public utility. You know, they should be handled as a public utility. And the FCC did us all a disservice when it classified these social media companies in such a way that they were allowed to basically filter people. But I think that was done intentionally. Anyway, Glenn, got to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the call. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.